Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yesterday, congratulations to Big Papi, David Ortiz, got into the Hall of Fame, even though he allegedly failed a random drug test.
An anonymous random drug test.
Yes, exactly. Allegedly. And Rob Manfred, the commissioner of Major League Baseball, said, it shouldn't hurt. No big deal.
Okay. No, he didn't say it was no big deal. He gave explanation for it was hard to tell between some of the things that were legal at the time and not legal. I know I'm ruining the drama that you're creating.
Okay, but the
let's
deal
not
is,
let facts get in the way.
Okay, no, it's well, the whole thing is not facts. That's my point. Okay, that's what I said, allegedly. Okay, but I believe now, David Ortiz, to me, number wise and all that stuff. Yeah, he. You know, if you like designated hitters, deserve to be in the Hall of Fame. Now, first ballot, whatever.
541 home runs.
Yeah, I know. Okay, I have no problem with him getting in. It's who didn't get in. And as you know, to me, Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, to a lesser extent, Curt Schilling, because he's, you know, you could argue just the numbers side, they deserve to be in Cooperstown. I'm sorry. When you take your kids to Cooperstown, or when you, and there's no plaque of Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, you're completely, shall we say, getting rid of some of baseball's history. Now I know it's a museum. There's going to be some stuff of their artifacts are there, but they should be in the Hall of Fame. I know they allegedly took steroids. I'm not even talking about A-Rod, who actually, you know, failed tests when it was illegal. In baseball, okay? What Barry Bonds is accused of, which, look, you ask me, do I think he did it? Sure, I do. Do I think Roger Clemens did it? Yes. But there was no testing in baseball. They didn't do anything that was against the rules of baseball at the time that was proven. All right? Did Barry Bonds' head get bigger? Yes, absolutely. So do I think he used? Yeah. But he, it's like, to me, it's like if you go to the Louvre, okay, and you're sitting there, where's the Mona Lisa? You know, Leonardo da Vinci, he took steroids to paint this. It's not in there. You go to the fair.
Yeah,
you,
John, he was smoking John, weed, John, and you, that's what gave John, him the creative powers
John,
to do this.
You go to the Fast Food Hall of Fame, and you wonder where the Wendy's Frosty is, and they're going to say, sorry, Dave Thomas was a drug addict. I mean, seriously, a lot of people used steroids in the day. They did. How Jeff Bagwell.
Well, what about Wendy? What did she do to offend you?
She didn't do anything. You know, Ronald McDonald. He was a crack dealer. Okay?
Yeah. Ronald McDonald. Yeah, he I don't was care. Taking his it. That's what made it gave him big feet.
His fries were legitimate. They should be in the Fast Food Hall of Fame. I don't care if he did crack or not. Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens, and to a lesser extent, Curt Schilling, are baseball.
Oh, my goodness.
And, you know, you can argue all you want. They should be there. I'm sorry. It's absurd.
I mean, do we have a count on how many times he said, I'm sorry?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, the fact that Pudge and Bagwell and Piazza, ooh, they got in.
Well, they like them.
Pudge shows up 1 year when he's with the Tigers. He shows up, he has a good year. All of a sudden, they have mandatory testing. All of a sudden, Pudge looks like he loses 40 or 50 pounds. Oh, why? How? I don't know. Maybe he stopped doing something. Come on.
When did baseball root out the steroids? Like, they really got serious about it.
Like 2003.
No, they didn't. It was later than that. The Palmeiro thing was 2005, I believe, on Capitol Hill. The famous shifting. That's right. What I call the singular event.
But the testing.
Then he tested positive a month later.
Yeah.
Here's the deal with Big Poppy. I don't care what anybody says, all right? 04, 05, 06, three best seasons. Only three 40-plus homer seasons. Only three plus 120 seasons. But guess what? He had a good personality, and the media liked him, and it was the whole Boston narrative. I'm going to read you this tweet.
His postseason numbers are out of control, though, and he was
ever say that he shouldn't be in?
No, I know.
So let me read you this, and this is where it stands at. Can I say the D word?
Sure.
Barry Bonds did steroids. Kind of a dick, no Hall of Fame.
Right.
Alex Rodriguez did steroids. Kind of a dick, no Hall of Fame. Roger Clemens did steroids. Kind of a dick, no Hall of Fame. David Ortiz did steroids, likable dude, first ballot Hall of Famer. Lesson, do roids, be nice.
That's part of it.
That's why it's so hypocritical. It's so hypocritical.
I think it's a joke. Some ticket texts. Here comes Stoney on his soapbox with his faux outrage again. It's not faux.
No, it's okay? Real outrage.
It really pisses me off, and it's been pissing me off for years. If the writers wanted to make a stand, you keep them off the ballot for a few years. I get that. Whatever. I just think it's different because of the eras, all right?
You can argue it's dumb outrage, if you'd like, but yes. It's not faux. No. Stoney really is mad.
You could disagree. You can be outraged on the other side of the aisle, that's what we do. Right? Yes. There's an aisle that goes right down the middle, and we have to have outrage on either side.
Here's another one. Jake from Fowlerville. Stoney, they are called performance enhancing, which means cheating, you feeble old man. Okay. Usually it's the younger guys who are more lenient, not the old farts. Why do you advocate cheating in sports? You know these individuals took an illegal substance to enhance ability. Your comparison is stupid. Yeah, my comparison with the fast food was for effect, obviously. But I do think when you allow other people in, I know the two wrongs don't make a right. When you allow other people who are under suspicion in, why do you have such a hard-on for Bonds and Clemens? And then Gov's right. It's because they were dicks, basically.
I was quoting a tweet there, by the way. Well, they were jerks.
But it's true. And the other day, like people say, A-Rod's different because it was – the testing was different. They actually tested A-Rod, and that's why he'll never get in.
Okay, well – I mean, and I know there wasn't a rule in place that said you can't do this, but the sale and distribution of anabolic steroids is illegal without a prescription.
I understand that.
All right, so I mean that plays a role into. No, he took them. He bought them.
That's okay.
Or even if he didn't buy them, somebody gave them to him. He put them in his body without a prescription.
Okay.
When is somebody going to do an investigative report on the NFL and how many guys use roids that are in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, exactly. And okay.
Don't look here. Don't open that up.
I know. Guys like Bonds, Sosa, McGuire cheated, but they also saved baseball after the strike. Somebody says it's Orwellian to not have Bonds in the Hall. It's erasure of history. It's head in the sand pretending it didn't happen, and it's wrong. That was my point.
No, it's identifying that it did happen. It's not just the home runs. It's the fact that he took an illegal substance.
So put that on his plaque. Same thing with Pete Rose.
Put another a wing on the Hall of Fame and say, here are the guys that have cheated.
Yes.
Here are the guys that are a-holes.
Fine, yes. When you don't...
It's going to be a big hole.
Well, when you have a Hall of Fame that doesn't have arguably one of the top... two or three players of all time in Barry Bonds, one of the greatest pitchers of all time, Roger Clemens, the hit king in Pete Rose. That's a whole different argument. But when you have a Hall of Fame that does not include those three, yeah, if you want to put a separate wing, fine. You want to put that on their plaque. Barry Bonds, use steroids. These are still his numbers, I mean,
So I think there's a lot that goes into it because when you talk to a lot of former players, they're harder on these guys than the media or you and I are ever going to be. And you got to start. How did it affect their careers? How did taking anabolic steroids affect their careers? How did it affect their power? I think it's pretty obvious that it did. Did it affect their ability to recover? The longevity that of which they were able to play with? The number of swings they were able to take is greater than maybe they wouldn't have been able to take if they didn't take those. So and how about, let's just bring in integrity. What about the integrity of the game, the integrity of those results, the integrity of an individual?
So O.J. Simpson's in the Football Hall of Fame. You going to take him out?
I think there's a lot of guys, because we evolve, right? We evolve as a society. We hold ourselves to higher standards over time. Because people can reach those higher standards. We find out that we don't have to settle for a somebody that just, hey, well, he had great numbers. You know, yeah, he got them because he took anabolic steroids. It was illegal, but it doesn't matter because still able to go out and do it.
Does it matter to you that
integrity matters?
Okay, does it matter to you that before he allegedly, or they allegedly took steroids, that they were probably, if they were retired, then they'd be in the Hall of Fame anyway?
Wait, say that again? You lost
if me. Barry Bonds retired before he allegedly took the steroids, he'd still be in the Hall. He'd be in the Hall of Fame.
When was that?
Probably.
And what were his numbers up to that point?
Pretty damn good. He was like a three-time MVP.
I guess 98, because that was the big Sosa McGuire year.
Yeah.
And then it was, I remember watching the Ken Burns baseball documentary, and the part that they had in the latter half of the 90s and the 2000s, there was the thought that was Bonds knew that these guys were taking steroids.
Right, and that's why he did it.
Okay, let's see. Yeah, you want to see me on steroids? Well, here it is.
Right.
Right. And that's when
the jealousy stuff. Yeah, that's true.
But when you do something and you call into question your integrity, then the rest of your life is brought into question. That's part of it.
Then take away the New York Yankees championships. Take away, because they had players that are in the Hall of Fame. Do you think Mike Piazza, Pudge Rodriguez, these guys, Bagwell took them to? It was the era, unfortunately, yes. A good portion of baseball players back then did not have the, quote, integrity. Okay, it was an era. And, you know, you have guys who are in the Hall of Fame that played in an era where they didn't have African-American players, too. It's the era of the sport, and the era was the steroid era.
And it draws into question all of the results. If you leave out, you know, before you're able to have African-Americans in the Major League Baseball, everybody starts to question the results of what Major League Baseball was at that time, because some of the best players to ever play the game weren't allowed to play the game.
Barry Bonds probably would not have as many home runs as he hit. Okay, I'll give you that. But he would still have a hell of a lot. And he would still have a hell of a lot of MVPs and all that other stuff.
Yes, but we don't know. That's the problem with integrity.
We don't officially know that he, because he never flunked the drug test. They didn't have testing back then. He didn't do anything that was against baseball rules. Same thing with Pete Rose. The difference with Pete Rose is you're not allowed to gamble. It says it on the clubhouse. Now, I still think he should be in because he, as a player, because he did it when he was a manager, but that's a whole different argument.